Hi.
Mr. Eckert, you...
A girl's comb. This belongs to you?
Mr. Eckert...
I asked you whether this was yours.
Yes, someone gave it to me. But we need to...
Here. And is this person important to you?
Well, you might say that.
I see.
Mr. Eckert, there's something I need to ask you.
I'm sorry. Truly, truly sorry. Blackmail. Our daughter went missing 20 years ago. It was Dana's return for your...
So were you the one that stabbed me, too?
No, I don't know anything about that. You may not believe me, but that's the truth.
What? So there's someone else trying to kill me, too? Then who were you talking to on the phone?
I honestly don't know. It sounded like a young man. He said he'd call once you were dead. Don't worry, after all. I told you all this, didn't I? I won't make any more attempts on your life, and I plan to give myself up to the police. Forgiveness I can't ask for, but I am sorry.
No, that's all right. I'm still alive, and besides, it's the fault of whoever is really behind this. Please, don't blame yourself too much, Mr. Eckert.
That comb made me realize something. There are people in your life who care about you. Such an obvious fact, really. No one is alone, and for every death there's hell to pay for everyone around them. Sometimes it isn't just memories that are left behind. It's pain and sorrow. I should know better than anyone else. After everything I went through all those years ago, I still... I am so very sorry.